This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The reporting deadline is approaching for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
USDA recently announced $12 billion is available for a Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, and the first deadline for getting signed up for the financial assistance is this week. Richard Fordyce, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, said the first thing farmers need to do is submit an acreage report.
So the first component of this is making sure that folks that have not submitted an acreage report get that done. That's when we're locking down acreage reporting on December 19th. Once we have that and knowing the formulas that we are going to use, so we're going to use production cost models, USDA production cost models. We're going to use the WASD, not completely sure which one, depending on timing from a price standpoint, the 2025 planted acres. So we will be announcing by crop, the payment rate by crop around December 22nd.
Fordyce said there will be certain requirements to participate in the program.
We're going to use the payment limitation levels from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which are $155,000 per person or legal entity. So yes, there will be a cap on what producers can earn. A one-time deal, yes. And then we also have an eligibility test, the adjusted gross income of $900,000. The entity participating has to certify that they have an adjusted gross income of less than $900,000 to be eligible.
For more information, visit USDA.gov. For this story and much more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to your inbox every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.